I'd like now to welcome Linda Siegel with today's legislative update. Welcome, Linda.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So, the legislative session just got underway. What's new?
Well, of course, this is the beginning of our 30-day session. The governor did a speech on the opening day, as he always did, and it was a speech that wasn't quite as bombastic as some of his speeches in the past, because we have some big problems. As we talked about on our show at the beginning of the week, we have budget issues. There's about a $650 million deficit, and we don't really have any way to pay it.
Now, there's, of course, lots of ways to bring in new revenue, so it's always a question of revenue and cuts. We'll be seeing the various things, the various ideas that are put forward. Any sense of the mood, taxes versus spending cuts?
Well, it's interesting because there's definitely a division between the House and the Senate. The House, who actually are up for re-election this year, seems much more willing to look at how we can protect all of our services and on our protect our public schools, protect higher education, Medicaid. So they're talking about and working on some tax increases. And of course, we're hearing from the more conservative members in the Senate that we're not going to pass any taxes.
The Council of Bishops have come out against any form of domestic partnership. What's up with that? I thought they were getting on board.
Well, we thought that if provided a bill that they indicated that they would like, which made no reference to marriage, that we would have them on board. But apparently that's not the case. But domestic partner legislation will be introduced. The governor has put it on the call. He's very committed to it. So we'll be seeing domestic partnership next week.
If I may ask, what do bishops who have chosen a lifelong path of real or imagined celibacy have to even say about domestic partnership?
Well, you'd have to ask them. But we're, of course, really saddened and even upset that that the bishops don't care about the civil rights and equal rights and fairness for people who are gay and lesbian.
Linda Siegel, anything else before we go?
Well, I wanted to tell you about the Working Families Group, which is a group of legislators from both the House and the Senate, Democrats only, and they're putting out their own tax increase proposals, which include things like a surcharge on incomes over $150,000, tobacco tax, the corporate income tax combined reporting, because as we know in New Mexico, people like Walmart, Home Depot don't pay any corporate income tax. So they're going to be pushing in both of their chambers for fairness and equity in the tax structure. So look forward to that in the coming weeks.
Linda Siegel is with us during the session every Friday, except for the coming Friday, during the course of the legislative session. So Friday will be the legislative update. Thank you so much, Linda, and we'll see you very soon.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
We're going to take a break. Robert Knott is on deck. We'll be right back.